Check 1, 2. Check 1, 2. Well, it's Super Tuesday, and you know what that means? Tons of delegates up for grabs. And who's going to get them? Romney or Santorum? It looks like, you know, the media is doing overtime work, pushing Romney into what we, or what they said would always be the case, which would be Romney would get the nomination. And I hate foregone conclusions, but I'm keeping my hopes alive, though. I'm keeping my fingers crossed and hoping that somehow Rick Santorum can pull it out, because I just do not want Romney for our nomination. But again, if he becomes that, I'll support him completely. But today I want to really talk about something that happened last week, which is Rush Limbaugh apologizing to Miss Sandra Fluke for calling her a slut and for referencing her as a prostitute, as we are her pimps, as she goes to before a congressional hearing to claim that her birth control, her contraceptives, or someone, one of her friends anyway, is $3,000 a year. And that somehow we should pay for that. You know, that it should be mandatory, that contraception should be a mandatory thing as far as healthcare. And I'm like, Rush, don't apologize. In politics, you can't apologize. If you want to call her privately on a secure line and say, hey, you know what, if what I said offended you, I apologize. You did put yourself out there, though. You should have saw this coming, but you put yourself out there. I know Rush said he apologized because he got down in the mud with the liberals. And I'm like, Rush, the great thing about being who you are is that you can go play in the mud and then wash the mud off, whereas they're always going to be pigs because this is politics. And as you can tell, they don't care that you apologize, just like they didn't care when Hank Williams Jr. apologized for his comparison when Boehner was playing golf with Obama. They don't care. They just like the narrative, and they're going to push the narrative until you bleed your bones dry. Don't give them any more weapons. All right, from Dallas, I'm Elijah B. Have a great day.